I started working with glass in 1999 and decided that this was for me. So right now we have a solid piece of glass on the end of a hollow pipe. And in order to start a bubble, I'll blow into the pipe, trap the air inside of the pipe with my thumb, and force it out through the molten glass. I'm attracted to the medium of glass because of its physical properties.
Blow a little harder.
The way that it behaves using centrifugal force, using gravity, this kind of plasticity that it has, as well as the fact that it's a material that you can't really physically touch with the hand until it's actually cooled down. It's something that really requires a lot of attention and a lot of respect. Toledo is the glass city because of the industry in the area. We have the Libby Glass Company, Owens, Illinois, Owens Corning, NSG Pilkington.
This is the kind of work that Libby Glass was making when they first moved to Toledo. They came here from New England in 1888, and at the time the company was kind of struggling. So Libby actually packed up the physical factory and the workers and moved here and set up a shop here in Toledo.
You can see with the elaborate surface treatment of the vessel just how much work actually went into it, and then to find out that all of these decorative elements were actually carved and polished by hand just really illustrates the amount of care and effort that went into these types of pieces. The Toledo Museum of Art was the place that sparked an entire art movement. The museum itself is something that one studies as a student of glass.
A man named Harvey Littleton came to the museum and initiated a series of workshops, and he invited other ceramicists to come and just explore and experiment with the material. This workshop turned into another workshop and really acted as this catalyst and this watershed moment for glass being something that comes out of the factory and into the hands of the individual artists.
A lot of the artists in this case that participated in the original workshops went on to teach themselves across the country, some of whom are still doing so. It's really amazing to see how influential all of this was and how it's still so relevant today. Stop. I think that with any glassmaker, you know, there's so much credit that needs to be given to the steps taken by those pioneers back in 62.
Flip.
A lot of the technique, a lot of the ways in which ideas can coalesce with material has to be given credit to those workshops and to the history of this area. The fact that I'm making work out of glass is a direct result of the history of Toledo and the Toledo Museum of Art. Thank you.